Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast. A question came in from Max, which is about, I feel like I totally lost connection to everything due to COVID, and yeah, also like, I'm feeling alone, I'm feeling unsupported and all of that, and that is a sadness that leads to anxiety and depression. And yeah, anxiety is mostly that we focus on a future state, we are worried about something, what if this and that would happen. And we are not living in the present, which is the only really true moment we have. So we think ourselves into problems, and we can solve that problem first and foremost by trying to live in the present moment. And we can reach that state by several techniques, like meditation, like breath work, which I shared in episodes before, like doing EFT, emotional freedom technique, and for example by using technical advices just like the Healy or PEMF to rebalance our energy system, because that is why the energy system got out of balance. And that might be caused by a childhood trauma, or somebody said something to us and we perceived this to be a rejection. It's all about what we think about the situation that happened or is happening. And I might think something completely different than you would, because everybody sees the world and what's happening out of their perspective. And that is why it's so crucial to change perspectives. And that's obviously what we do at Freestyle Your Life all day, every day, because that is about breaking free from limiting patterns and behaviors, and take a new look and perspective and approach on things, how we think, how we do things. And of course, then we take different actions and we get different results. And I want to mention a book named Lost Connections by Johan Hari. And yeah, he points out that we need to uncover the real causes of depression and unexpected solutions, because yeah, more and more people these days, with all the pressure that is on us, and media does its work on that, we get the feeling that everything is lost, right? So with the war in the Ukraine and the rising inflation and prices and everything, so it's the feeling it's hard to swallow and to cope with it right now. And most of us do have the feeling. So that is not something with you in special. You're not the only one having those thoughts and feelings. But yeah, seeking connection and support, and you could always reach out to us. For example, the Anxiety Freedom Session, you can book that on the Freestyle Your Life website. That is freestyleyourlife.com. And that would be the first aid and help. You could also join our upcoming Anxiety and Depression Freedom Summit. And the loneliness itself is a necessary signal to get back to where we need to be. And that is a phenomenon that in the past with our ancestors, we only could survive in large groups, helping and supporting each other, right? And that is still obviously in our genes and in the reptilian brain, and that didn't change in us. But our lifestyle, they change a lot. So we have more and more and more people living alone and in large cities, and they even don't know their neighbors. And that, of course, must lead to a feeling of loneliness. And that is really the massive key factor right now. So the best thing you could do is to reach out to groups to help, to associations, or book the Anxiety Freedom Session. All of that is supporting you, and that's why I started the Freestyle Your Life movement and tribe. And the most effective strategies in dealing with depression and anxiety is really getting on dealing with the underlying true cause and reasons of why we are depressed and anxious in the first place. So there might be an experience in childhood or whenever, and that is really the solution, because taking drugs or antidepressants, that will have a lot of side effects and is not in any case proven to help. So for my example, it didn't help me at all, because that was not my true fact. I had to really dig deep to uncover the root fact and then work on it with emotional freedom technique and everything, or the peace process. And that's the only way we could solve and resolve that problem, by reframing what we perceive to be true at this very moment. So we could change our perspective onto it today, and resolve it by reframing it. But fact is, society is sick with extreme individualism, and we are trained to look for happiness at the wrong places, right? We believe money or status or whatever is matter, so to say, will bring happiness to us. But that is a false belief, because then all rich people would really be happy, and obviously they are not. Many of them commit suicide because they just can't cope with it. And once we understand why we live and what life is about, we get nearer to the true point, and life is a series of happenings and lessons and learnings, and it is not meant to be only lucky and bringing us happiness, but as everything does have two sides of the coin. Life in itself is made of opposites, right? There is night and day, there is hot and cold. Everything does have its opposite side, and the more we resist the perceived negative feelings, the more we are in pain and anxious and depressed, right? If we accept that everything does have its negative side, so there might be perceived good times, and once we are prepared and know there will be down times also, like the circles in economics, right? So in real estate, for example, that is running in 10-year circles. So there is a down market, and then there is a recovering, and the prices will go up again. So that is all in circles. We can't believe that everything is just blue sky. It isn't, and life is not meant to be just blue sky. Life is meant to be a full variety of things and happenings that give us the opportunity to experience the whole spectrum of emotions. And emotions are meant to be felt. And for so many years and decades, I, for example, did suppress my feelings because I just didn't want to feel about it. And the self sabotage lies in rejecting these feelings, resisting it, and the more resistance and focus we bring to the negative side, by asking ourselves questions, what if, seeing the world going down, the more we get in this anxious and depressed state. And the way out of it is to really cultivate the happiness inside, because that's where happiness is. Happiness is inside, and that's the only way to find it and cultivate it. So what could you be happy for today? And I shared this in a previous episode. That could be things or people in your life, or even being grateful for good health or for being alive at all, for your kids, for your dog, whatever it might be in your case, but really to appreciate what is good in your life, that leads to inner happiness and serenity, as we covered in last episode. And that leads to a different perspective. So you come back to wholeness, what you really are, and change perspective from seeing things only from the negative side. So that is the approach you should take, and that is, of course, not easy to do on your own, and that's why, there are experts to support you. And the Anxiety Freedom session could be a quick relief for you. So that's it for today. I couldn't come up yesterday because I had the feeling of catching a cold or COVID, but it's not none of that. It was just yesterday, so I didn't have any voice to talk to you, but today it's much better. I hope you could really good understand me. And that's it for today. But it's really about digging into the root cause and healing the trauma and reframing it, because any other self-sabotaging patterns, like distracting yourself, suppressing the emotions, like in a bad way, get addicted to something like drugs, or just to take yourself out of this situation you are in for a short moment. But that is not what can fix the situation, and it will be even worse after, so to say, you wake up from it. And change your mind, change your life. That's a saying, and that is really true. And the more we believe the mind freaks our mind is telling us and leading us in on a foolish path and in the wrong direction, with all the inner voice and everything that comes up. What if this? What if this? What if this? So you really get into a circle where if you haven't been anxious before, you will be afterwards. So the best and quickest solution that I do, of course, I have those thoughts from time to time too, is if a thought that I don't like, because it will lead me into a direction I don't want to go. That is that I say, thank you for sharing, delete, right? So I don't let any thought that is not benefiting me, so to say, into my system, right? So I delete it right immediately once it comes up. And so it doesn't get stuck in my system. And that's the best thing to do right away when you when you detect yourself having thoughts that produce fear and anxiety. And just ask yourself, what am I thinking? Is this leading me in the direction I want to come? And if not, delete it right away, because our body cannot decide whether that is a thought imagined or that is the true circumstance, and therefore will believe it anyway. And that causes us the feelings we didn't want to have in the first place. So track your thoughts, because they will cause the fear, and choose to step out of it. And that's what we do when we say break free and restart your life. So that's it for today. I hope that helps a little bit, and talk to you next week. Bye.